Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and you're watching a special edition of my Rants and Raves podcast. I'm with Stephen McKay, who is the VP of Special Projects at Almo Pro AV. Hey Stephen, how are you?
Good morning, Gary. How are you doing?
Doing well. Today we're going to talk about UCC, specifically the Video 360 technologies. That's VDO360, video360.com. Almo has kind of a unique, I guess, exclusive arrangement with Video 360. Now, I know Video 360 from having the 1C, 2C, 3C cameras, and I know they're USB cameras. They have microarray. At least the 2C and 3C have microarrays built into it. The 3C has a speaker as well. And when I say C, I don't mean the letter C. I mean S-E-E, like
that's right.
S-E-U.
That's right.
I actually have a 2C here, right here. So to see what the 2C looks like. This one here has a camera and it has a microarray built into it. No speakers. But it's got a pretty good microarray. I mean, I think you're using the 2C right now, right?
I am using the 2C, and as I go through the product with you, I'll explain a little bit and show a little bit what the microphones can do, Gary, on the 2C.
Well, first off, what's the arrangement partnership between Almo Pro AV and Video 360?
Yes, so when it comes to this, what we call work from anywhere solutions, we've all formed an exclusive with Video 360, and we're coming up with a range of products, mainly the webcams and certainly microphones and speakers as well, to where, because a lot of us are forced to work from home now, if schools don't go back, a lot of people are going to be doing distance learning. So we formed this alliance, and we've been developing product that I'd like to discuss with you today and show you some of the future product as well that's coming up.
And it sounds like you have a kit of products, right? I mean, because the work from home is going to require more than just the camera, obviously.
And so absolutely. I'm guessing
you have a kit. Do you have a, I'll put a link on the web to this podcast. I'm guessing that this is available on your website as kitted products.
It is, and you'll also find it on Video 360's website, and you alluded to the other products that Video 360 have as well, and I would encourage users or people that are watching to go to their site, because yes, when it comes to boardroom and lecture room setup and so forth, they have tracking cameras, they have many great cameras, but today we're mainly just talking about the work from anywhere office, home office, webcams and audio products.
Well, they have kind of a good, better, best there, starting with the 1C. Yep. So show us the 1C and talk about how it's different.
Yeah, so this is the latest one that just came out. It's a little cutie called the 1C. As I said, I'm working on the 2C right now. But this little devil here, man, it's just the coolest little thing. And I was using it prior to coming on with you, but I took it off so I could show it to you. So this is the 1C with the camera, really nice camera on this. But this is the coolest thing about this one. It's got a USB port on the back, Gary, which is neat, because a lot of people, they run out of USB ports, maybe on their tablet they don't have one, or on their laptop they don't have one. And then where this comes in handy is we've paired with Yamaha with their YVC200, great microphone, great audio. Obviously, this is very portable, has a battery on board as well. And you can, of course, plug this directly into the 1C. So I was using this over the last few days, and the video was great, the audio is great, and the microphone's great, and it's reasonably priced as well as a package. So that's the 1C from Video 360, and then we have this kit YVC200 1C.
All right, and then step up to the 2C, which I showed you. I don't know if you have one there, if you want me to.
I do. I do. I have another one as well. So just like you were showing, this is the 2C. And just I just got to quickly jump back. You mentioned the SEE. So we were all used to the "Can you hear me now?" with Sprint, right? Well, they've captioned the phrase "Can you see me now?" which is cool. So you'll see that in advertising as we go through development. So, as mentioned, this has a microphone array. Now, the cool thing about this microphone array is normally you're tied very close to your laptop or to your speaker, to your microphone source. This product, because of the way the microphones are set up with noise cancellation and what they call far field voice pickup is what they call it. If you're a person that has to stand away, like I'm moving away here, I'm now about 6 feet away from my laptop, And if I had a whiteboard here and I was trying to show something, I could be over here by my whiteboard. You can go up to 8 meters or about 24 feet away, and the microphones will still pick you up. So really good product if you're trying to get, say, two or three people.
So you're on it now. The audio I'm picking up now is the 2C. So that's what you're...
I'm on it
now. Do me a favor. Open up that door. Open up that door behind you and walk out there. I want to hear what that sounds like.
So if you can... I'm out here. I'm now in my dining room. And can you still hear me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you weren't lying, Stephen.
What's that?
I like demos like this because it proves what they say, right? I mean,
exactly,
watching right, this is going to be like, they might challenge you, but I mean, hey, you can see it and hear it. So then,
exactly.
By the way, I noticed when I got my 2C that it has both USB and the phono plug connector, the 3.5 millimeter connector. So what is that connector used for, and why do I have that on there?
I'm not sure why that came with that.
Because if you're using USB, you don't really need it. The only thing I can think about is that you'd be plugging in and using it just as a microphone, because obviously, or if you have a computer, for some reason, the old timey computers don't take audio through USB and you're plugging that in. I wasn't sure, you know, what that was for, but I happened to notice that.
The one that you have is probably a demo it's from Video 360 themselves. So they just might have had an extra cable in there. The box that the 2C comes in only comes with that USB connection.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I have something different. All right. So then the 3C, what's the difference in the 3C?
Yeah.
I know it has a speaker. That's what I've heard.
It does. So this is coming soon. We'll call this the coming soon 3C. Now, the cool thing about the 3C, just like the 2C, it has the same 4 microphone array that you were talking about. It has a great camera here, nice wide angle on the camera, and it has really good audio as well. So you don't even need a kit at this point with this, but this as a device, if you wanted to take it with you as a portable device, will be very cool. So speakers, microphones, and camera.
Let me see the connections on the back.
And the connection on the back is just going to be a simple thing. It's just going to be the same. It's just going to be
USB-C
connection.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see. Can I see the 2C and 3C side by side to see the size difference to get an idea what we're looking at?
There you go.
Okay. So about the same, a little bit bigger, not quite. So that would be interesting for people who are sort of literally working from anywhere, because you could actually pack that in your bag and use that as a microphone, speaker, and a camera in one. Because I think a lot of people are going to be not working from home anymore, but getting tired of working from home, especially as their kids go back to school. I see a lot of people going and working at you know, obviously in Starbucks, you probably want headphones, but in other places where you're able to work, in an environment where you're, you know, like co-working space, for example, you could actually use the speaker there. And especially if you're doing training, right? You're doing stand-up training and you're,
I definitely
see that as an interesting niche. It's sort of like the Meetup from Logitech in a much smaller package, right? Without all the complexity. It's kind of an interesting concept, because I know that, you know, Video 360 probably doesn't like me talking about competition, but I'm trying to place it as far as, you know, where competitive is. It's an interesting hole in the market right now, because you have the Logitech brand, you have the Meetup, but nothing in between. And here you have your product, the 2C, which can replace the Brio easily, and which is, you know, what I used it for. And then the 3C could literally be a step up from that, but not as expensive and as large as the Meetup.
Absolutely. And you talked about the training, so you bring up another good point there. A lot of folks have asked us, can these be fitted to a tripod? Yep. And so the new mounts that we're going to start putting on all the products will have the screw adapter to fit directly onto a tripod. But even if you have a model that doesn't have this right now, that's fine. You can get in a little adapter and you can put it on a tripod, because a lot of trainers are going to want to move around. At the moment, I'm stuck with my desk the way I am here. But if I want to do a little recording myself somewhere different, I can put this on a tripod and I'm good to go.
Does Video 360 have any sort of USB extender option as well, for if you want to run it a longer? Like, I don't know, what's the distance you can run USB-C?
Good question. I don't know that off the top of my head.
I know it's shorter. It's not, you know, it's not like hundreds of feet. I think it's something like 30 feet. Does Video 360 or does Almo provide a USB extension from? I know actually you have you handle the Kramer products, right? So they have
we do have the Kramer products,
USB-C
yes.
extensions. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think who else. Cables to Go. Do you still handle that product for?
Comprehensive Kramer. Comprehensive.
Okay, yep. Comprehensive has a USB extended. So in that case, where you are putting a tripod and the computer's remote, then that would allow you to extend that.
Do that. Okay. Well, that's yeah. So one of the things I've found with the distance stuff, a lot of it is a lot of people ask, does it have Zoom? And it's difficult to fit Zoom into these small cameras. You know that, right? Plus, it's just the motors. Yeah,
plus, if you're going to put it on a tripod, how are you going to use that? So.
Exactly. So this is generally, again, just from work from home, or in the case of the 2C and the 3C with the extended microphones, being able to be a little bit further away than just this normal, we've got to be right here situation.
Yeah,
what and I like the, to walk around. When I'm talking to my team, I like to walk around and talk and move. So this helps me do that.
And when is the 3C going to be available?
3C, we're expecting to see in August at some time. As I say, I just went back to the factory just to have the new speakers fitted. We just want to test those because we want to have top quality stuff. And the chipset is also being upgraded. I think you'll find that the microphones may even be a step up from the 2C. So August is when we're hoping.
What's the? Do you know? Happen to know the viewing angle of the 3C?
Good question. No, I do not, but it will be greater.
Go to video360.com to learn that. Obviously, AlmoProAV.com has all this on their website, but you're sending them to either side. I guess it doesn't matter to you.
Either way, video side or our side, and we'll put people in touch with our network of resellers across the country that can provide the product.
Excellent. Stephen, thanks. I appreciate you doing this as a demo, too. When the 360, when you have the 360, the finished product, let's do a demo of that too. And let's do like a side-by-side comparison where you're switching between all three of them. I think that
absolutely. That'd be really we'll get you on out, Gary. We'd love to do it then. That'd be great. And as always, we thank you for your support and time.
Yeah. Thanks for doing this. And everyone, thanks for watching. Of course, all of our Rave Radio video casts and podcasts are at ravepubs.com.